I see. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34-5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this Saturday before Christmas. Hope you have gotten all your Christmas shopping done. But if you're most likely one of the guys just like me, you're probably thinking about getting started. Good news to you, you still have Christmas Eve. Most stores are staying open 24 hours a day until Christmas Eve. So you've got all kinds of time, guys. So don't sweat it. Now for the ladies, if you're buying stuff at this time, I know right now you are sweating bullets because you see there is no time left. But us guys are calm, cool, and collected. We know we've got till midnight Christmas Eve to get everything done, and we'll wait probably till midnight Christmas Eve to get it all done. Lots going on in the sports world this Saturday morning, and we're going to talk a little Hawks and Cyclone here from the Corner 34-5. We're going to have Paul Clark join us here after a little timeout and talk about the Cyclones. What a basketball run! The Cyclones getting lots of publicity. A lot of different rating services have them in the top 10. We saw the big win they got over Iowa last week. Wrestling is going well for them, and they got some new renovations going on to Jack Trice Stadium. We're going to talk about the little bit of that energy that they recollected there at the end of the season, the football season, and talk with Paul about Coach Rhodes and the recruiting battles as this. This winter season kicks in. It's a combination of all the fall sports coming to a conclusion, and then if you're a big football fan, you know right now as they go into bowl season, that right after the first of the year, it's the recruiting season that comes to a conclusion. So lots going on in the Cyclone world, as well as the Hawks. And if you're a big-time wrestling fan, of course, you got Albie at the Pella Wrestling Tournament this morning, and we know that's a big tournament for them, but how about Penn State Iowa, a duel that was put together by Kel Sanderson and Coach Brands to elevate the sport, to put the sport in the spotlight, and they got a big dual meet going on in Iowa City today and or tonight, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And then the Hawk basketball team, we're talking with Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, going to talk with us about the Hawks and, of course, the big bowl game that's coming up. Not to mention that you've got a great wrestling program and a basketball program that is flying high, just like Iowa State. Finally, all the fans in the state of Iowa have something to cheer about. You and I have got a good basketball team. Drake looks like they're on the uprise, and the Hawks and Cyclones amongst the best in college basketball right now. But we're going to take a quick time out, come back. We'll get you updated with the Iowa sports, and then we're going to get a hold of Paul Clark and talk with you about Cyclone Report. When we come back to the Corner 34-5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangement.
Yes, Jason, I did. I'm calling in now.
Obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted.
Yes, I have him on the line.
tactic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa is having their model year-end clearance sale on all new 2013 and prior model year Arctic Cat, CF Moto, Kawasaki, Polaris, Suzuki, and Yamaha ATVs and motorcycles. For the off-road recreational vehicle enthusiast, you can take home a new Yamaha Raptor for a low 3.99 APR for 36 months. They're also kicking off into fall with deals on select on-road models. How easy is it to ride off on two wheels? You can buy a new Yamaha V-Star 650 for as little as $95 a month. Hurry in, offer expires soon. CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better. Located on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Offer subject to credit approval and model availability. Some exclusions may apply. Hurry, offer ends December 26, 2013.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk a little Cyclones here. We have got Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com on the line. And Paul, Santa Claus is coming soon, buddy, but he looks like... He's brought a little momentum to the Cyclone football program at the end of the football season, and basketball has been as high as it's been in some time.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the Iowa State basketball team can handle the distractions of being in Hawaii and it being the Christmas time of year. Starting tomorrow, Iowa State plays three games out at the Diamond Head Classic in Hawaii. First game tomorrow against George Mason, and then they follow that up with two more games, including a game on Christmas Day. So I think that this will be a good test for Iowa State, for the basketball team to see how they do. Getting away from Hilton Coliseum, obviously, not road games, but neutral games, and all the teams out there have to deal with the distractions. But it's a unique test to head to Hawaii for the holidays.
Well, I got to just ask you a real quick question. How come you didn't draw that assignment?
Well, I could have. part of the great thing and the worst thing about being self-employed is you got to pay your own way everywhere. So, had I had XYZ Corporation to underwrite my trip out of my expense account, I'd be there. But when it came time to crunch the numbers and decide whether or not that was a good use of my money, I decided against it. But I'd sure like to be out there.
We'll talk a little bit about the competition. We're going to be heading right into the Big 12 conference here real shortly, and this is an important week for them. Just as you said, to go on the road, have all those distractions. You're going to have plenty of distractions on the road as you go throughout the conference battle. But talk about the teams that you expect to see the Cyclones match up against.
Well, as I said, Iowa State opens against George Mason, and we know Mason made some headlines. How many years ago has it been that they made it to the Final Four as an 11 seed? It doesn't seem like that many, but I'm probably losing track of the years, and it's probably been more than that. I think Mason is 5-4 this year, so it's a good team. I think it's a team that Iowa State can't afford to fall asleep on. It's a team that certainly could knock off Iowa State if it's not at the level it needs to be. And then on the 23rd, on Monday, Iowa State will play Oregon State. So that'll be obviously another opponent from a high major conference. Craig Robinson, the coach out there, continues to rebuild that program. That's the game where supposedly the president might be there in attendance. Of course, the coach at Oregon State is the brother of the First Lady. And so the president might actually be watching Iowa State on Monday. And then Wednesday, on Christmas Day, that's a TBA game. That's a matchup to be decided depending on how the first two rounds go. So George Mason, Oregon State, certainly a couple of formidable opponents, solid opponents, teams you definitely can't fall asleep on or you're going to be in trouble.
Well, a great chance for them to go out and have some fun here during the Christmas break. But I'll tell you what, coming up to this conference battle, Paul, it's always a difficult go, particularly on the road in the Big 12. But there's lots of really good teams that the Cyclones got to battle through this year to get a conference title. And this is a team I think that can get that done.
Well, it's certainly a team, at least to this point, that has shown it could keep itself in the conversation. You know, I think Iowa State this year certainly is better at the same mileposts than the last two Iowa State teams were, and those teams obviously both ended up in the tournament and both made it to the second round. The question is, does this team still have as much room to get better and improve as those past two teams did? But there is no question it's been a better team in November and December than Iowa State's last two NCAA teams. So, you know, the schedule this year, it's for the first time, or one of the first times in a while, it's not necessarily real super tough at the beginning. I mean, when you get into conference play, it's always tough, but they don't have any kind of murderer's row coming out of the gate, and they get their best opponents at home during the first few games in the season. So they start at Texas Tech, certainly a good opportunity to win on the road. Then they get Baylor at home. Iowa State typically takes care of business at home against Baylor. Then they go at Oklahoma, certainly a tough ball game. Then they have Kansas at home, at Texas, Kansas State at home. So, and they have Kansas again right after that. So Iowa State, both of its matchups against Kansas will be in January, and they'll be done. They play twice in 16 days against Kansas, and then they'll be done. So it'll be interesting to see if Iowa State can be. I certainly expect Iowa State to hang in there and be in that top group of teams. Now, exactly how long they stay in the championship conversation obviously remains to be seen.
Well, this is a ball club that you know, already getting a lot of the computer services, putting them in the top 10. They're going to have a reasonable RPI. This is a basketball team that could be looking for, you know, a 1, 2, or 3 seed going into the tournament if they can keep everything together.
Yeah, if they can keep it all together, and the conference season obviously will dictate that, will determine that. But, you know, in Michigan, Iowa State played a legitimate, you know, top 20 team, probably, maybe better than that. In Iowa, you know, Iowa State played a legitimate NCAA tournament team. They have faced some good competition. They played out at BYU and managed to win a game against another team that's probably going to be in the tournament. And so I think we're getting – that's the benefit, that's the beauty of playing some real opponents in November and December, and not just a bunch of slappies that come into Hilton Coliseum for a check. You want a couple of those, but you don't want all of those. And so the benefit is you get a much truer read on what you have. And those games certainly help come tournament time. They don't hurt you to lose them, and they definitely help you to win them. And so those strengthen Iowa State's tournament resume come March. Can they keep it going, like you said? Is this team as good as it looks right now, or is there a little bit of fool's gold to it? We'll find out come January.
We're talking with Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com. And, Paul, football season did not go the way Cyclone fans wanted to go, but a nice momentum builder going into the final few weeks of the football program. And Coach Rhodes talked about that. The program was building some momentum at the end, and now they're into the second part of their season. That's a recruiting season. How are things going there? And talk about the momentum going out of the season.
Well, Iowa State just signed 4 junior college players on Wednesday, of course, which was the early signing day for junior college. These are guys that are finishing up their junior college education here in December, getting their 2-year degree, and that means they're eligible to transfer and enroll at another school in January. Those guys are allowed to sign early, and that's what we saw on Wednesday. You know, it's another solid class, I guess I would call it, that Iowa State is putting together. You know, Iowa State hasn't necessarily changed who it is in terms of where it fits on the recruiting food chain, if you will. But they're getting, they're winning a few more battles this year against other BCS conference teams, other certain prospects. You know, Joe Smith has offers from, and Iowa State is winning more recruiting battles where the kid has other BCS conference offers. And that isn't always, that doesn't always tell the tale, but over the course of, when you look at a big group of 25 players and then you look at that year over year over year, you get 4 or 5 years of recruiting that affect a certain team. You've got 100, 125 guys that you've recruited, and most of them had other BCS offers. It's probably a pretty good sign that you're going to have better players than if that weren't true. So they won the last 2 games of the regular season, on the one hand, you say, well, is it that big a difference to win the last two and get to 3-9? On the surface, probably not in terms of real tangible benefits. Was it really a benefit to the season itself? No, not really. But it does give Iowa State just a little bit of juice here going into the offseason. I think it gives the coaches just a little more confidence as they go out and try to sell Iowa State. I think it just was a little bit of a spark that the program needed internally, especially to carry it into the offseason.
Got a little good news during the season of the continuing renovation of Jack Trice Stadium. All these little details, they help build on the momentum that the coaches need. They want to really turn the program around. You got to do that through recruiting and player development. But the renovations going to Jack Trice are going to give a little bit of a shot in the arm as well.
Well, the fact of the matter is, in today's college football, in today's major college football, you have to have some you have to be building something, or at least drawing something that you're getting ready to build. It's an arms race, and we're talking about 17 and 18-year-old guys, and at the end of the day, they're still they're at an age where they're going to be impressed by bright, shiny objects and big, large objects. So you have to continually be building. You have to give them some tangible proof that this university is invested in its football program. This university is continuing to be committed to trying to get better, and so forth and so on. And the best way to do, you can say it until you're blue in the face, but if you can show recruiting prospects, here's what our stadium's going to look like before you graduate. You know, here's our brand new football facility. Here's a few years ago, here's our new indoor facility. You have to keep building something to have players to show. And of course, this new south end zone at the football stadium is actually part of a much bigger project. Iowa State is going to rebuild the entire, what they're kind of calling the gateway to the campus right there where Ryman Gardens is and the stadium. So the football stadium improvements are being incorporated into a huge project that's really going to change that entire area as you come onto campus from Highway 30.
Well, I give a lot of credit to Jamie Pollard. He's done a great job of orchestrating the renovations and getting the right coaches in place, and then you throw on the top of that that you finally got a really excitement back into the Cyclone program and all different aspects. And being here in wrestling country, the only other piece of the puzzle I think that has to yet be completely answered in that is the wrestling program, who's had such a strong and historic run. It's fallen a little bit on downtimes on a comparative basis for Cyclone wrestling. And so where's that at, Paul, and how's the feel around Ames with the wrestling program?
Well, I think for the most part the feeling would be that things are moving in the right direction. Now the question might be that someone might ask, are they moving in the right direction fast enough? And I think that's a fair question at this point. I don't think there's any question that, you know, Coach Jackson did step into a tough situation. I mean, when Cale Sanderson left, he didn't do Iowa State any favors in terms of how he attempted to leave the program behind. He took several of the best wrestlers and incoming recruits for starters. Cale didn't do Iowa State any favors when he left. Some guys, it's important to them ethically and morally to try to leave a program in better shape than they found it and leave it in the best shape possible, and that wasn't really the case with Sanderson. It was a tough spot for Jackson to step into. There has been progress. They have gotten better each year. But is it enough? Is it fast enough? You know, there aren't really, when you really get down to brass tacks, there aren't that many schools in America that are really invested in wrestling and trying to be a national championship contender. Iowa State's one of, what, maybe 20 schools that really is invested in wrestling. And Iowa State should be no worse than a top 10 team year in and year out. I mean, that should be just the absolute bare minimum standard. That's where the bar has to be set, bare minimum, top 10 team every year, and should be top 5 and even threaten for a national championship when things are going well. So there's still plenty to do. I think there's progress. The question becomes, is it fast enough, and has it been good enough to keep momentum? Because once you lose momentum, you know, if you're not moving forward, you're moving back. There's no holding steady. There's no just hovering. It's been college athletics, wrestling, whatever. You're either moving forward or you're moving backward. And so the question for Iowa State is, has the forward movement been enough to keep that momentum going, or are they risking a backslider at some point?
We're talking with Paul Clark, CycloneApart.com. Paul, have you got all your Christmas shopping done yet, buddy?
You'd have to ask my wife. I think we're done, but she could have other information. I went once with her, so I think I did my part.
Well, I think you can help some of these wives and these girlfriends, maybe a kid looking for that unique gift for dad. You got a unique way to for them to give a gift that gives all year through, and a unique one for those Cyclone junkies. CycloneReport.com, you not only got all the free stuff on there, but that insider information you guys get, you're way ahead of the print and even us on the broadcast media.
Well, it is a pretty good gift idea. I mean, let's be honest. I guess if most men are like me, when they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, it's pretty tough to come up with a list of things you want for Christmas. That's always been tough for me. And a subscription to Cyclone Report for that Cyclone fan is a pretty good idea. You can pay for an annual subscription. You can pay for it month to month. It's completely up to the person's choice how they want to pay for it. And so, yeah, I think it's a great gift idea. I'm glad you brought it up. If there's a man on the list that's a little bit hard to shop for, and another tie or another pair of socks just isn't going to get it done, how about a subscription to Cyclone Report? Very good idea.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas, and a little jealous of. And what a great gift you could have given your family by taking them to Hawaii, buddy.
Wow, way to rub it in. I took them to Arizona for a bowl game a few years ago. That's got to count for something.
Hey, you've done well. Paul, have a Merry Christmas, buddy, and we'll talk with you at the first of the year.
Thanks, Jason.
Paul Clark, CycloneRepart.com. Folks, you got to go there and check it out. If you're a Cyclone fan, you have a loved one in the family that's a Cyclone fan, it is a unique gift, and the stuff that Paul puts together is inside information you're not going to find anywhere else. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. Hawkeye fans, I promise you, you're on deck. We're going to catch up with Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, and we'll check out the sporting news when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 7 years.
Hello, farmers. Prepaid fertilizer seed and chemical season is on now at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Stop in before the January 10th deadline to make your best prepaid purchase for all of your agronomy product needs. Quality Ag has the best in John Deere and Ag Chem application equipment and the experienced staff to run it. And you always make your best cash and carry deals at Quality Ag for chemicals. It's prepay time at Quality Ag, and thank you for your business.
If you're going to stay warm outside this winter, you're going to need insulated, hard-working clothing. And Lockridge Lumber is the place to get it. They have Carhartt and Key insulated coveralls, bibs, and jackets. And keep your feet warm with insulated muck and lacrosse insulated boots. There's a Lockridge Lumber near you in Iowa. Shop Lockridge Lumber in Promise City, Sheraton, and Centerville. And in Missouri, shop Lockridge Lumber in Unionville. Lockridge Lumber for all your lumber, hardware, clothing, tools, and farm supplies.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
This Christmas, give a gift of romance, a gift of fine jewelry from Gardner Collier Jewelry. Hi, I'm Diane. Keep that someone special warm this holiday season with one of our golden pendants, sparkling sapphires, dazzling diamonds, and snow white pearls. Choose from rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets, and so much more. A gift in a Gardner Collier box is a gift from the heart. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back on this Saturday before Christmas. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. Lots going on in the sporting world. Don't forget the Blue Demons wrestling up in Pella today. Big tournament for them. But so much going on in the sporting world. Let's get you updated with the sporting news.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
I'm Danny G. Jumping right in with your NBA Finals from last night. LeBron posterized the Kings rookie Ben McLemore as Miami blows out Sacktown 122-103. The Lakers snapped their home game losing streak by beating the T-Wolves 104-91. Great games for Pau Gasol, Nick Young, and Xavier Henry. In Philly, a very exciting finish in overtime as the Sixers beat Brooklyn 121-120 on a last-second bounce for Evan Turner. And the Pacers all over the Rockets 114-81. College bowl games today at 3:30 Eastern. Number 20 Fresno State at number 25 USC in the Las Vegas Bowl. And the day starts at 2 p.m. with the New Mexico Bowl, Washington State, and Colorado State. NFL news, Aaron Rodgers is officially out for Sunday afternoon versus the Steelers. This is NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Radio mobile app.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton.
The special time of year, it's still a giant tear for me and you.
Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
A Home Depot gift card is the perfect way to nail the perfect gift this Christmas. So, let's put the whole store in their stocking. A Home Depot gift card is packed with project potential, and it's something they can really use. So, come pick out the perfect design. Let's do this. With the pocket-sized possibilities of a Home Depot gift card. More saving, more doing, that's the power of the Home Depot. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in, blood sport arrows tipped with rages, or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply, limited time offer, federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
This time of year, something magical is always ready to happen, like the Iowa Lottery's Gifts Galore promotion. 9 great scratch games and 310 play-it-again prizes. The most ever. Sony Theater Systems, HD TVs, Xperia tablets, and gift cards, plus 10 prizes of $10,000 each. Get your holiday scratch tickets and visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details.
Woohoo!
Sony is a registered trademark of Sony Corporation. Xperia is a registered trademark of Sony Mobile Communications AB.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Iowa Lottery and get in the game.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
They're in the Christmas spirit out here at the Corner 34 and 5. And right now I know that, us guys are probably trailing a little bit and getting our Christmas stuff done. But if you need some last-minute cash to get those final Christmas wish list items checked off, you can get out here to the Corner 34 and 5 and they can take care of you. What's so unique about these people that, first of all, you're dealing with people who know you. They're your neighbors, your friends. They know you, and you deal with people on a local level, and they can do the really, really big business and commercial and farm loans. Or even those small personal lines notes that for a few hundred dollars they can take care of you here at the Corner 34 and 5 here in Albion, and the locations all throughout Iowa. And they have this ATM. So if you're lonely on a cold winter's night and have no one to talk to, they actually have an ATM that'll talk to you when you pull up out here. So I don't know if you get that screen like I do and you get a little confused, well, the nice ATM machine will help you through it. So if you get lonely, come on and hire here at the Corner 34 and 5, and they'll take care of you and help you out with that personal loan to get those Christmas wish items that you're looking for. Congratulations to Coach Archer last night. Another big win for the Albia Blue Demons over Clark. 89-65, the final score there. And What a basketball season we're having here in Albion. Lady D's and the Blue Demons both off to a great start, and some really thrilling wins for the girls basketball program. And the boys team looks to be a real contender for the conference title, and a team that I think has the capability of fighting its way to a berth to the well. We're going to be busy this year covering the winter sports after the Christmas break. Of course, we're going to be right back at it with more wrestling action. And, of course, the Lady D's and the Blue Demons all with the fantastic boys and girls basketball teams. And we'll have the Rockets and the Chargers on the air as well as we move into the new part of the basketball and wrestling season, right into really the thick of the conference runs for all the teams here in Southern Iowa. Here in a second, we're going to talk with Tom Kakerd, HawkeyeReport.com. He's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Hawks and the bull trip. We're going to head down south right after the Christmas break, and you'll join me next week as we'll have a wrap-up of last year's of 2013 from the Corner 34 and 5, and I'll be down in Orlando, and I'll bring you that recap of the 2013 year that it was in sporting, and what a year it was. You look back on this year. Unbelievable. The wrestling team coming right out of the break made a magical run with so many kids making it to the well throughout Southern Iowa. Had a lot of fun in wrestling, and the basketball teams had outstanding basketball years. And then we went right into the summer, or into the spring, check that. And the track team gets a state championship, only to follow up with a tremendous baseball and softball season where it saw our baseball team get to the state baseball tournament playing in the Principal Park. And then you go into fall and you have a tremendous volleyball season. They find themselves one game from making it to state in volleyball. The football team goes to the dome, and the cross-country team sends both boys and girls to the state cross-country meet. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun recapping this 2013. We'll relive some of those great moments that we brought you throughout this year next Saturday morning. And Hawk fans, lots of tickets being sold. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this bull matchup with LSU. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
When severe winter weather hits, you can count on Menards to help. Our friendly, knowledgeable team members are here to answer your questions and are dedicated to helping you find the supplies you need. From snow and ice removal products to winter storm supplies for the home and car, you can count on Menards. Winter weather can get a little challenging at times, but you can always rely on Menards for superior service, great selection, and the products you need.
Save big money at Menards.
It's a huge holiday sale event, and you're invited. Character Ford in Oskaloosa, just in time for the holidays. You can buy a car or truck with zero down and payments as low as $79 a month with qualified credit. No payments for 90 days. Plus, look for your circular in the mail. You could win $25,000 in the scratch-off game. Hurry into Character Ford today for their holiday sales event. Character Ford, Highway 23 South in Oskaloosa.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
If you've never been to Franklin Street Clothing in Pella, you're in for a real treat. They have everything in clothing for men, women, and children. Christmas shopping will be easy this year. Huge selection of Levi's, all traditional sizes and new styles. They also carry Docker, Lee, and Wrangler for the whole family. Ladies' coordinates, Missy and plus sizes, plus Hawkeye Bowl shirts. Franklin Street Clothing, not just a clothing store, a destination in beautiful downtown Pella. Open 9 to 8 Monday through Friday, 9 to 9 Thursday, 9 to 6 on Saturday.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, back to the Corner 34 and 5. We're going to talk a little Hawks here this morning. Going to catch up with Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, buddy, you've had your running shoes on here. The football winding down, bowl coming up, a big wrestling day here, basketball tomorrow, recruiting coming to a conclusion here in football. You've got to be nearly worn out.
Yeah, I'm chasing a 5 and 9-year-old around and got activities for them, so it's a busy time of year for me. So, wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, let's get right to this bowl matchup. It sounds like ticket sales are going well for the Hawks. Maybe a little slow for LSU, but from your inside sources, how does the ticket sales and the turnout look for the Outback Bowl?
I think it's going to be pretty good from the Iowa perspective. When you sell most of your bowl allotment, my ticket's pretty much all gone at this point. And, a lot of people do it kind of the a la carte way, and they don't go through the university. They get their own tickets. And so I suspect there's going to be, 20,000 Iowa fans down there, and as there are just about every bowl game, and Hawks fans will be representing it in Tampa once again.
Well, I guess the real question is, are the fans that are going to make that journey down south, are they going to get their money's worth? The prognosticators, the media types have pointed LSU's way that, as always, whenever you match up an Iowa football team against the likes of the SEC, you're gonna hear about the great athletes and Iowa not having as much talent. But get past all that and what the national media is saying. What do you see as a matchup for the Hawks and LSU?
Well, I think Iowa's going to show up. So I think Iowa's going to play pretty well, actually. And I don't know if I'm going to. I haven't sat down to kind of analyze it. But what are the things that you have to look at in a game like this is with a school like LSU. LSU's used to playing in BCS games. They're used to playing in national title games. They're not used to going to Outback Bowls, and you wonder just how interested they are to be there. And you've got guys on their roster, probably 7 or 8 of them, that are underclassmen or seniors, probably up to 10 guys on their roster that are looking at their NFL career, and are they going to be interested, or are they going to be looking to that next thing already? So there's something to throw out there of interest that I always look at when I look at these games.
We're talking with Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, I tell you what, as you know, football is one of the trenches, and you look at the matchup on this tremendous defense that Iowa has, and you look across the way on the LSU offensive line, it looks like they start if I'm not mistaken, two sophomores, three freshmen.
They're a young group, and LSU's got a lot of talent on offense. And, you know, everybody looks at Zach Mettenberger being out, but the Jennings kid's really talented. He's just young, and he's going to have 3 weeks of practice under his belt and reps that he wouldn't have probably gotten otherwise. So I think he'll be fine. He'll probably be a little shaky. He can throw a few things at him, but he's certainly more athletic than Mettenberger was as a quarterback. So, and they've got Hill is a 1,000-yard rusher, and they've got 2,000-yard receivers. So I don't know if there's many schools in the country that can boast 2,000-yard receivers and a 1,000-yard rusher on their roster. So they're going to give Iowa plenty to look at.
Well, the unfortunate news for Iowa is that you go across the other way on the defensive side of their line. They're seniors, and they're lots of talent up front, lots of athleticism. And this is the Hawkeye offense that struggled early on, but finally got some mojo. So how's that offensive matchup against their defense?
It's going to be interesting because the one thing you know with LSU is they're going to have athletes. I mean, it's been that way since forever. And, you know, really since when Nick Saban was there, and now with Coach Miles, they've just always had really super athletic teams, and this is no exception. I mean, they might not have a honey badger type player, but they've got guys that are really athletic and can make plays, and they're going to give Iowa fits all day, and they're going to be able to make plays. But, you know, I go back to that Capital One Bowl game, and yeah, Iowa might have been a little more athletic than this Iowa team, but that LSU team, I mean, they had just so much talent, and we all know the outcome of that game. So anybody selling Iowa short is probably making a mistake at this point.
Well, let's talk about selling and selling programs, and let's move to the wrestling map for just a second, because I think what Tom Brands and Kel Sanderson have done here for the wrestling in general is a fantastic thing, and Hawk fans are going to have a lot of fun tonight invading Carver Hawkeye.
Yeah, this is a cool deal that, you know, and it's kind of funny because I think everybody thinks that this thing got scheduled on Twitter, and just Twitter, and it was Kale and Tom just kind of tweeting at each other and getting this thing going, but it was already in the works, and they just used that as a kind of a marketing vehicle for the whole event to get a buzz about it, and it certainly created a buzz when they did it. So this is the big deal. I mean, this is the two top programs in the country right now, in my opinion, and the two biggest personality coaches in the country, and so it's going to be held in kind of where wrestling is king in Iowa City, Iowa. So this is a big deal tonight.
Well, you know, if you look on paper, Penn State has the slight advantage. But you can't discount Coach Brands and the ability for the Hawks to rise to the occasion.
No, I remember the last time Penn State came in, and I think everybody thought on paper it was Penn State, and Iowa handled them pretty well. So you never discount Tom Brands. Never, ever count him out. And I suspect those guys are going to be sky high. I just hope this weather kind of holds off so fans can get there tonight and get home safely too.
Well, Tom, buddy, you've had a great fall of football. Your wrestling's fantastic, and basketball's been as good as it's been in a long, long time.
Yeah, basketball is fun. It'll be a basketball game tomorrow. When's the last time they sold out a game against Arkansas Pine Bluff? But that's the case for tomorrow. The game is sold out, and a lot of people home for the holidays and want to get a look at this Iowa team, and it's great. What a fun team. And, I'm of the opinion, and I know some people don't agree, but some might agree with me, but I think this team has the potential. potential play for Big Ten title this year. And I wouldn't have said that at the end of the year. I just watching them, they've got a kind of a special chemistry to them, and I think they'll figure out these late game situations and could have a pretty fun year ahead for Iowa fans with this basketball team.
Well, I think Vegas is with you, Tom, because if you look at the odds have been put out for a national champion contender, Iowa is only outdone by seven other teams. So Vegas thinks that when they place the odds down, they've given a lot of credit to get a national title.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility. And that would be something. It would be really cool. I'd be happy to cover it.
Well, let's talk a little bit real quickly. As I know you're going to go right down to the Outback Bowl, come do the wrestling and basketball, and then one of the most fierce season, and that is recruiting season for football.
Yeah, and Iowa picked up a big commitment last night with Tyler Wiggers, the four-star quarterback from Michigan, and so it's basically back-to-back weeks of getting four-star quarterbacks. 2015 quarterback Jack Benavienti committed the week before, and he's a junior, and Wiggers is a senior. And you know, Wiggers is interesting because he was we had a Rivals camp series that went to 15 different locations all around the country, and only one quarterback won the MVP at the camp series location, one of the camp series locations, and that was Tyler Wiggers in Chicago. And there was mega talent at that event. So it speaks well of him and his ability, and it was a good get for Iowa.
Didn't I read that 21 consecutive passes in that 7-on-7 competition,
yeah,
amongst the very best?
Yeah, and that's unreal. I mean, ball doesn't hit the ground, you make good throws. It's he's got a chance. So we'll see what happens, but good fortune for Iowa to get him.
Well, Tom, as we let you go here and get back to your Christmas shopping and getting ready for Santa Claus to slide down the chimney, I know you have a chance for those Hawk fans or those people looking for those Hawk fans in their lives, so that unique Christmas gift. HawkerReport.com, getting on the inside information that you give for us Hawk junkies. My Dr. Feelgood, Tom, tell them how they can take advantage of it.
You know, we've got a great deal going right now, actually. If you sign up for a year subscription, which costs you $99, we're going to give you that $99 back, and you can go shopping at our Team Fan Shop. And you can, if you're a Hawk fan, you can go get $100 basically of Hawk gear and wear it around, and you get a subscription to Rivals.com and Hawk Air Report for a year. So drop by our website and click on the icon there that says Holiday 99 deal and sign up today.
Well, buddy, have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you down in Tampa, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Yep, I'll be down there. See you later, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, buddy. Tom Caker, HawkerReport.com. Folks, you're looking for that Hawkeye fan in your life, a special Christmas gift. He's got a special one on. HawkeyeReport.com. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and wrap things up here from the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
I want to thank Paul Clark and Tom Kicker for joining me this morning. HawkeyeReport.com, CycloneReport.com, Hawk Cyclone fans and those with those loved ones and their family that bleed the black and gold, or the mustard and the ketchup, the yellow and the red. You can go to either one of those websites and pick up really some unique Christmas gift for that special one in your life, and they can get all the inside information on the Hawks and Cyclone. As we wind down this this edition of the Coach's Corner on this Saturday before Christmas, at this time I just want to say a big thank you to all of you for making us a part of your Saturday mornings and bring us into your homes each and every Saturday morning and throughout the year into all the different sports broadcasts that we bring to you throughout the 2013. What a ride it's been. What an amazing ride we've had here in Albia and the local the sports that we bring you. Is our great sponsors, all those people, all those business owners who find such value in investing not only in these broadcasts but in our kids and supporting them and giving them the spotlight that they deserve, and I am very thankful for all of them. I'm very thankful for the best producer in the business, folks, Scotty Fry. Really, you have no idea the miracles he has to pull off on most Saturday mornings to get this broadcaster on the air. And I want to say a big thank you to him and to Joe Millage and his family for the vision that he's had with the radio station. We're very blessed to have such a good radio station here in our community to bring us sports, but all the local news and the events that go on in our community. And I want to say a very special Merry Christmas to Joe Millage and his family, and to all that work behind the scenes at KISC Radio to make these broadcasts possible. A big thank you to all of them. And as we get ready to celebrate this Christmas, yes, Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney, but I want to remember the real reason for this Christmas and every Christmas, and that is the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to thank God for the gift He's given to mankind, and that is our Savior Jesus Christ. And to all of you out there, have a Merry Christmas, and to all of your families, stay safe on these holiday travels. Next Saturday morning, I'll join you from Tampa as we'll have a special edition of the Coach's Corner as we look back at this 2013 year and what a year it was in sports throughout this year. From the Corner 34 and 5, a big thank you to Community First Credit Union, who makes this all possible every Saturday morning. Have a Merry Christmas. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.
It's the 27th time Vandals have burned down the GOAT since it was first erected in 1966. This is NBC News Radio. In Seattle this morning, a mystery. A machine digging an underground tunnel has come to a sudden halt.